good participation by the committee. The board itself has reviewed a draft or two drafts of the plan, and that's what we're here for tonight. We're here for tonight to hear from the public in a formal hearing as to what the public's comments might be on that draft plan. And Helen Harrington here was the team leader for the study, and she'll go into the details of the plan in just a minute. I would like to introduce, first of all, the board, the Idaho Water Resource Board members that are here. And the first one is Chuck Cuddy here. Chuck and I were the committee that was appointed by our illustrious chairman to oversee the Rathdrum Prairie camp process. And the two of us attended most of the meetings. The rest of the members of the Idaho Resources Board are up here at the head table. The first one I'd like to introduce is the chairman. His name is Terry Ewing, and I'd like you all to remember it. And anything derogatory you have to say tonight should be directed to the chairman, not to me.
And my email. What's your email? By the way, welcome.
And I introduced Chuck Cuddy already. Chuck's from Orofino. Leonard Beck is not here tonight. Roger Chase is right here from Pocatello. Vince Alberti.
Right here.
Vince is from Kimberly. The two new members, Jeff Raybould from St. Anthony and Peter Vandermeulen from Haley. That's your board members. Also here tonight are members of the Water Resources Department staff. And the first one I'd like to introduce is Gary Spackman, standing up in the very back there. Try to hide in the corner. Brian Patton, where's Brian Patton? Over my left. Helen Harrington, who I've already mentioned, was the team leader and worked with the committee and board on this plan and other plans that the board's working on. And Deanna Ball is sitting at the end of this table, and Deanna will be recording the comments that are made by anybody tonight. As it stands, I think we have just four people planning on testifying. The committee members that worked so hard on this for a year and a half, there's three of them here tonight. Where's Alan Miller? Alan Miller in the rear pew there. Paul Klatt sitting next to him. And Dale Peck. Dale Peck from was very active in the committee. Okay, with that, I'd like to turn the rest of the hearing over to Helen Harrington, who will bring you up to date on the plan itself, and then we'll have the testimony from those individuals. If anybody else cares to testify, you need to get up there and check that mark on your name so we know that.
Thank you. I'm going to be very brief, just to give you a little bit of background and give you an understanding of the process of where we are. Tonight's meeting is a formal hearing, and the purpose is to take testimony regarding the draft Rathdrum Prairie Comprehensive Aquifer Management Plan. This testimony will be recorded, as Mr. Graham mentioned, but in addition to testimony that is made this evening, we also are in a public comment period right now, so that any comments can also be made and submitted in writing up until June 10th, that they will also be considered by the board in addition to testimony taken tonight. So don't feel that this is the only time you can submit comments to the board for their consideration. Copies of the draft plan are at the table at the back. They're also available on the web with more information about the development of the draft plan as it is now. An advisory committee of 19 members have worked for over a year to develop this recommendation to the board. There's also some brochures in back that list the web page and addresses where you can contact department staff and the board to get more information, or if you have any questions, please feel free to contact us through those venues. There's also more information about who is on the advisory committee on those web pages. The draft plan itself is the vision that was developed by the advisory committee is to provide a sustainable source of high-quality groundwater for current and future economic, social, and environmental benefits and preserve the exceptional quality and reliability of the Rathlin Prairie Aquifer. This plan is intended to be a 50-year plan looking at guiding the planning and management of the Rathlin Prairie Aquifer in Idaho. Following the completion of the comment period on June 10th, all the comments and testimony that's made tonight will be compiled and submitted to the Idaho Water Resource Board. They will consider that information as they consider adoption of the Rathlin Prairie Camp. This is considered a component of the Idaho State Water Plan, so there are certain steps that are required. Tonight's meeting, the 60-day public comment period, consideration and adoption by the Idaho Water Resource Board, followed by submission to the Idaho Legislature, who will then consider it for adoption. So this is a long period. This will not be done tonight. The draft plan, as you'll see in the copies in back and on the web, there are three primary objectives. There's a number of action items listed under each of those objectives. I'm not going to go through all those because they're in the plan. They're also listed on these posters, which you're welcome to look at now during the meeting and review in the plan. They are primarily, the first objective is to meet future water demand. As a part of this process, the board undertook a study to forecast what the future water needs will be in Idaho. The advisory committee considered that information and made recommendations based on what the likely anticipated future needs will be. The second objective is to prevent and resolve conflicts. That identifies and recognizes that the Rathlin Prairie Aquifer is a regional water resource that is used by the states of Idaho, Washington, and other sovereigns, and there may be potential issues that can be addressed before they rise to a high level of conflict. And the action items related to that are looking at it from that perspective. The third and last objective is to protect the aquifer. This is a sole source aquifer. It is recognized by the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality to be a sensitive resource, and the water quality in this aquifer can dictate how available the water is for the needs of the area. So water quality and the protection of the aquifer to retain its quality is important as recognized in this draft plan. Any additional details about this can be reviewed. Again, if you have any additional questions, please feel free to contact the board or any staff to help you understand more about it. At this point, I'm going to turn it back over.
Thank you. I neglected to introduce one person. If you look to the rear, right, my right there is Bob Haynes. And Bob Haynes is the director's chief person for the district up north for the Department of Water Resources. He is retiring in 28 days with 43 years of service in the department and was just presented with a nice cake. But Bob's done a terrific job for the department, and we'll all miss him. Okay, now let me read the rules for the first representative. Right. Representative Harwood is from Benoit County, and as far as we know, is the only elected official here tonight. Are there other elected officials here? Okay. Testimony. Testimony will now be taken. It will be recorded to ensure the comments are adequately saved and considered. Please limit your testimony to comments related to the draft plan. We want to hear from you about the draft plan. We don't care about your grandchildren or problems of that nature. And please limit your testimony to 10 minutes. And Deanna will let you know when your 10 minutes is up. And if you have not marked to testify, you can do so. We've got four to testify. We'll go through those four first, and I'll see if anybody else wants to testify.
We'd also ask that you do sign in, even if you're not testified, just so we have a record of who's been.
Let's go with the first.
The first testimony will be taken from Norm Semenko with the Idaho Water Users Association.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is Norm Semenko, and I'm the Executive Director and General Counsel for the Idaho Water Users Association. We appreciate the opportunity to testify. You've got a lot more important folks here tonight that are from the local area, so I'm not going to take a lot of time. But I will tell you that the Idaho Water Users Association is a statewide group who's interested in preservation and utilization of water resources of the state for wise and beneficial uses. We have several members here in Kootenai County, irrigation districts primarily, as well as the City of Post Falls, City of Rathdrum. And we've watched this process very closely. We were asked very early on if we would be interested. We weren't invited, but if we were interested in serving on the advisory committee, and we said the same thing we said in the Treasure Valley and then we said in the Eastman Snake Plain, and that was no. We have members that are from those areas. They are the ones that need to be around the table, but we are interested from a statewide perspective in whatever might come out of the process. So we have attended the meetings. We did serve on the resource group, which fortunately didn't need to be really utilized a whole lot in this process because you had some wonderful informed people around the table. I want to compliment the advisory committee. We think they did a very good job. We think they were very deliberate in how they approached the issues on the east, on the aquifer here in the Rathdrum Prairie area. And they went certain directions and they decided not to go certain directions, and those were, I'm sure, very difficult decisions, but we thought they handled that very well. The plan includes an excellent vision with words like provide, sustainable, preserve, reliability, and quality. They really captured the essence of what this plan is all about, and they seem to be pretty single-minded in their focus toward achieving that vision. We do want to say that we applaud the group not tackling some of the legal or public policy issues that are perhaps more statewide issues, but stay focused on the Rathdrum Prairie Aquifer. A couple of specific things that we did want to mention, and we will provide some written comments as well. With regard to water conservation, on page 16, we very much agree with the statements about water conservation and the need to improve the wise use of water through incentive programs, through voluntary programs, and focusing on best practices. One area we're somewhat concerned about and would ask the board to just take a close look at is at the top on the right of page 16, where there's a discussion about potential recommendations from the board to consider regulatory measures through supportive legislation that address conservation. And for a couple of reasons, one is that is a state that could have statewide impact, not just the Rathdrum. And also looks to be a regulatory issue. And I think very much the flavor of that portion of the plan is, as I said earlier, incentive programs, voluntary programs, kind of the medium intensity conservation efforts. So just something that you might want to take a closer look at. Funding issues. You are very sensitive to that. I don't need to tell you about that. We did notice on page 16, right below the section I just referenced, under action item number two, that there's discussion about performing RAPID studies, and the question there would be who's going to pay for those studies. And the way the plan's worded now, it almost makes it sound like the water board's going to jump in and help pay for those studies, and maybe that's what you intended. But later on in the funding discussion in the plan, it talks in terms of it being a partnership effort and all kinds of different agencies being involved in funding. So you just might want to take a look at that in terms of who would be paying for those studies. The last thing that we'd footnote is there is mention on page 11 about EPA approval being required for activities on the sole source aquifer, and of course this is a sensitive resource aquifer as well, but through the state of Idaho. And then on page 21 it talks about one of the potential sources of funding, which of course it is, being federal monies. And I don't know if the plan on page 21 might not already mention that when you bring in that federal nexus on the grants on page 21, you probably need to reference or at least think about referencing the fact that will that require EPA approval? We've recently seen a letter from one of the conservation groups in the state directed toward activities on the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer and whether EPA would need to approve some of those water management activities. So just something that folks might want to take into consideration as they're considering potential funding sources. Bottom line, we think the advisory committee has done a great job. We think they did this in a very timely manner, very efficient. 23 pages before you get to the appendices is very readable, and we appreciated that certainly, and think that in many ways this can be a model for other parts of the state. So thanks for your time tonight. We will, as I said, submit some written comments with some details. So thank you.
Thank you, Norm.
Next is David Fortier with the Kootenai Shoshone Soil and Water Conservation District.
Good evening, I'm David Fortier. I am a member of the Kootenai Shoshone Soil and Water Conservation Board. Here representing this area, both from Kootenai County and Shoshone County, that are interested in the water resources and the protection and management of those resources in this area. I'm here tonight to support the efforts that the advisory committee and this plan has been put together. The goals and objectives that are stated in these plans are the same types of goals and objectives that our district has. The protection of the Rathdrum Prairie and the aquifer is one of the priorities and our goals and objectives of the district. We very much support the concepts, and we hope to work with you guys in the future on trying to put together implementation of the plans and such. We have resources to help the agricultural community and the area in general to try to promote these types of activities to protect the aquifer. Very much are concerned and want to help protect the water quality. But also, this is the conservation efforts that we've got. Also, we're very much interested in trying to promote the conservation and better use and wise use of the water resources, such that we can continue to ensure that we've got water supply for the agricultural community as well as the municipal communities and such. So, as one of the board members, I want to very much express that I think these guys have done a very good job of putting this plan together, and I very much hope that you guys can promote and get this plan accepted such that we can get into the implementation phase and try to make a better difference on the aquifer. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, dude.
Next to testify is Bert Rohrbach, the Aquifer Protection District.
Thank you, gentlemen. My name is Bert Rohrbach. I'm chairman of the Kootenai County Aquifer Protection District. As you probably are aware, we are the only protection district in the state of Idaho, and that's created some interesting history and challenges for us. However, a review of the Title 39, Chapter 500 statute is very specific to water quality. And while we've played a role with our members sitting on the camp and supporting it strongly, we've kind of had the challenge of being very focused on quality and yet realizing that that's symbiotic to quantity. And so in Appendix 8, the language that's presented there caused some concern among our group in the area that we have no regulatory authority. We are not a policing agency. In Kootenai County, for the most part, Department of Environmental Quality and Panhandle Health District have the regulatory authority. So when you look at some of the language in Appendix 8,
we would ask you to revise that or reflect on it a little bit in those areas where it says promote practices or determine permissible land use, determine monitoring. We would rather have some of that language changed to enhance, coordinate, support, because the regulatory agencies are the ones that are going to develop those standards, but the Aquifer Protection District will assist with coordination, communication, and in some cases, funding. Again, we have such a narrow, non-regulatory focus that we just wanted to bring this to your attention specific to Appendix 8. Questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, Lynn Tominaga with the Idaho Groundwater Association.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, normally in a public testimony, do you also have to give your physical address and things of that nature, or do you want that? Because when I've testified before and DEQ and things like that, they usually ask where you live. And
all we asked for originally, Lynn, was who you were and who you represented, if you were representing an organization. But if you want to give us your address, we'd be glad to send you a Christmas card.
We do have that recorded on the sign-in sheet.
Oh, that's true. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, of the board, my name is Lynn Tominaga. I'm the executive director of the Idaho Groundwater Appropriators. We are an association of groundwater districts that represent about 1 million acres of irrigated land on the Eastern Snake Plate Aquifer, but we also have a number of cities and agribusinesses that we also represent. We're here today to, we have been observers of the process in that whenever you talk about groundwater in the state, usually the members of our association are very interested in making sure that we have a consistent policy throughout the state as it applies to groundwater and groundwater management. We've been very pleased with observing the advisory committee and that they, the plan that's being presented before you hopefully will avoid future conflicts that probably will come up in the next 10 or 15 years. Because most of my members are on the Eastern Snake Plain, we can tell you that we've been through almost 10 years of legal battles because we didn't have the ability to be far-sighted enough to try and sit down and work out a plan before these lawsuits propped up. And we believe that this plan helps to try and avoid that. And we believe that this is a good start in terms of trying to make sure that you avoid those conflicts in the future. In terms of the federal monies, we believe that's been very important to the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer. We have received probably anywhere between $5 million from USDA through the aquifer or the AWEP program, which is the Agricultural Water Enhancement Program. We've also have received millions of dollars in trying to do a CREP program, which is the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, also through USDA, where we have come in and provided, the USDA has provided folks to be able to lay ground out for a 15-year period. So those are the kind of programs that we think that might be able to help. And if this is adopted by the state, then we can get our congressional folks, Senator Risch, Senator Crapo, Representative Simpson, and Representative Rao, anyway, Congressman, to be able to come and help with maybe trying to get some federal funds to come and help on this particular aquifer also. So we believe that federal funds can be helpful. I agree with Mr. Simanko that you need to make sure watch out for the strings that might be attached, but we have not had any problems or concerns with the federal funds that we've been able to gain from the USDA programs. And so we believe that, that there's an opportunity there for that to happen. We will provide some additional comments to the board at a later date, but we just wanted to say that we're very impressed with the advisory committee in terms of the plan that they've put together, and we believe that it should move forward.
Thanks, Lynn. You got something else?
Yes, I have one more. Fran Hughes with the Kootenai Shoshone Soil and Water Conservation District.
Evening. I'm Fran Hughes. I farm out on the Rapid Prairie, and I'm like with David Fortier. I'm on the Kootenai Shoshone Soil and Water Conservation District Board. First of all, thanks you guys for coming up from southern Idaho and bringing some southern weather with you, because we've been under it for months. I guess I would second what Norm Simanko and Burr Rohrbach talked about voluntary programs versus regulatory in nature. The Soil Conservation District, we live and die by voluntary incentive-based programs where we offer cost shares for people that want to plant trees or whatever, gully plugs, you name it. We're not the heavy hand of government, and nobody will participate with us in anything if it's like that. We attract more people with honey than we do with vinegar. And so we would be a good partner. Soil Conservation Districts around the state, you guys are probably familiar with, are good partners for things like this. Because we're voluntary in nature, we serve without pay, and we're elected by the voters, we answer to them, and we're very low overhead. Anything that comes in by way of a grant or whatever to us pretty much goes straight out to the project. So as this moves forward into implementation, I think we might be a good partner for you in that regard, and I hope you'd consider that. with respect to some of the specific objectives, demand and efficiency and so on, we're working with some folks out in my neighborhood on improving efficiency of irrigation and so on. A lot of people like to talk about farming as a huge user of water, right, Lynn? But the thing is, we don't use any more than we absolutely have to. People wash a car or whatever, and it all just goes right down the drain. So even though we use a lot, you got to offset that with other things that farming prevents, like loss of soil, pesticides going down the drain. The homeowner can just do things without following the label where the farmers are licensed to use it and so on. They're very cautious about how they use things. And then I would just close by saying that I farm some ground over on the west end of the prairie where Hauser Lake, the Hauser Lake runs out onto the aquifer. And I'd like to plant this one field, so I wish you guys would get your lake off my Thank you.
That's the last individual that's signed in to testify. Does anyone else wish to testify?
I should mention how the committee was selected. The board and the planning team for the department put together a list of all the agencies we could think of that would be interested and involved in Rathrum Prairie. And then we contacted each one of those organizations and asked them to nominate someone for the committee. In most cases, they did so, and in also in most almost all cases, the board approved the members that group had suggested. And of the 19 members, I think there was only like two that dropped out, and we replaced. And almost all the 19 members showed up at most of the meetings. It was a good group. With that, I'd like to end the formal testimony. The board and the department employees will be available afterwards if you got any questions on any of us you'd like to put to us. We'd be glad to try to help you. Thank you again, all of you, for coming, and we'll see you at the next one.